Here's a small piece of the big picture. We asked you, our listeners, to write in with stories about how you're doing these days financially. We call this series The Real Economy. We've heard from more than 150 people, among them John Diebold in Cincinnati. John, what station do you hear our show on there?
91.7 WVXU.
Well, thanks for listening. And you lead a pretty busy life there. At work and at home, you own a small restaurant. How are things?
Well, it's been rough. The economy, I think, is affecting everyone, and certainly those with discretionary disposable income.
Yeah. Do you do a lunch business there?
We do a lunch business. We are in the Central Business District of Cincinnati, and then we also do some progressively busier dinner period with the theaters at night.
Yeah. So how is the lunch crowd now?
Well, the lunch crowd is down. We do have a lot of people who used to have business expenses that do not anymore, expense accounts. And downtown Cincinnati, I guess, has experienced its own economic shortfall with businesses moving out of town and whatnot. So lunches seem to be down a little bit. I am part of it's called the Greater Cincinnati Independence of Independent Restaurant Owners, which is a dying breed anyway, but we're all pretty much lamenting the lack of business and just the current climate that we're trying to survive in.
So you are in your mid-40s, I think?
Yes.
And you have five kids?
Five kids.
Including twins about to go to college?
Yes. They're seniors in high school, so that's another source of apprehension right now.
Yeah. Well, what do you do there at home when you sit around and talk with your wife and your kids about what's going to happen?
Well, we're constantly looking at different ways to just cut costs, you know, from the simple things of turning off lights and not wasting food to the more involved of looking at the monthly bills, the recurring bills, phone bills, gas bills, you know, how to pay for the next set of costs that are coming. And they are nonstop with five kids.
I think I saw in our notes here that you do not have health insurance.
No.
And no one in your family has health insurance?
Well, the children have Medicaid.
Yeah.
Just due to our lower income, we are available to some of the state aid, which is very welcome. And fortunately, we haven't had to use it too much. We do have a couple of kids with some special needs that are addressed, but the other three haven't had much need for it.
Even in difficult times, you need a little break. You need to get away and do something to remind yourself that life is fun sometimes, too. What do you do if you have any extra money and you can go somewhere?
We did get away for a family vacation this summer and went down to North Carolina. You know, we do the bargain movie theaters. We do the kids are very busy at school, and we try to keep them going on all those field trips and whatnot.
Ohio, where you are, this was a famous battleground state in the election. And, you know, we've had all these undecided voters, and we are asking people these questions that feel intrusive even to us as we ask them. But can you tell me how you voted?
Well, I was undecided, I guess, or uncommitted up until Monday evening. And to be honest with you, I couldn't bring myself to vote for either one of the two major parties. I just felt that neither one of them represented the change that we actually needed in this country. So, and I'll just leave it at that.
All right. John Diebold in Cincinnati, Ohio. What's your restaurant?
It's the Washington Platform Saloon and Restaurant.
John Diebold, thank you.
Thank you.